apologize I've been late. You should know that, well, you guys know that what goes on in the Rosh Hashiva's office is not only the chinuch of the Yechidim, but is also the chinuch of many, many in Klal Yisrael. So I apologize that Sarche Rabin that held me up for a few minutes. Because I am late, I want to make a point and then move on. In the Reb Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Tosfos, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rashi, and so on. I'm not going to take questions on it because we're behind schedule. Again, for reasons that are important. And what we're going to do is as follows. We're going to come back to Rabbi Kiva Eger's question, be medayik what Rashi Shita is, make a ha'orin Rabbi Kiva Eger, say over Reb Shmuel's teretz, and then Be'ezer Hashem, I want to really delve into the Rambam. We saw Rabbi Akiva Eger, the way I presented it yesterday, asked a bomb question. And his bomb question is, why does Tosos go with this indefinite by saying, well, Eidos Nefashos is indefinite, that there's going to be a chiyuv? And when the Gemara says that when it comes to Eidos Nefashos, he's not yet a bar ktela, it's different than mamonos, because in mamonos it's likely that the Eidim are going to indict him. I have a much more basic question Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, or at least Rabbi Kiva Eger supposedly asks, and that is, at the end of the day, why don't we say that when it comes to mamon, you're chayiv immediately, yet when there's a chiyuv that comes in Bezdin, in such a case, you're not chayiv, and when it comes to knas, then the chiyuv takes place later on, only when Bezdin is mechayiv. That is a way we simplified Rabbi Kiva Eger's question yesterday. So we gave Rabbi Chanan's teretz. Rabbi Chanan's teretz is, no, the chiyuv over here when it comes to mamon is a chiyuv that's similar to knas. How's it similar to knas? We learned the halacha is that modu b'knas v'achakach bo eidim is potter, that you're not chayiv until a bezdin is going to be mechayiv Yusuf. I'm Avin Yavin, I never answered exactly how modu b'knas v'achakach bo eidim potter works. So that you have to look at Rabbi Chanan inside. I'm not going to spell out entirely, but that's the Marim Makom. The Yisod that Rabbi Chanan says is the following. When it comes to knas, the Rosh already taught us that the chiyuv is pre-existent, that the chiyuv exists already, even before Bezdin suggests the chiyuv. Even before Bezdin indicts the fellow. V'haraya, itaf sinan, the halacha is, lo mafkinan, that if he grabs, then he's able to hold on to it. So we see that the monetary chiyuv is not entirely inexistent. It's what we would call in modern English, nascent. It's sitting there, it hasn't been actualized, that Bezdin won't be able to enforce it, but at the same time, the chiyuv is already there. The raya is itav sinan mafkina. Does Tosfos hold like that rush? There's a whole sefer kuntres hasvekas on this rush. And this nekuda of tafsina mafkinan and so on, the sugi of takfa koin, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. So it could be the Rishonim are disagreeing about this issue. That might be what's at play. But that's the teretz that Rabbi Chanan gives. So far, so good, Rabbosai? Okay. Now, comes along Reb Shmuel, and Reb Shmuel wants to explain why Rabbi Akiva Eger wasn't aware of this. This is famous, the whole sefer. That's written about this, Itafsina Mafkina or Lo Mafkina and so on. Rabbi Akiva Eger wasn't aware of that at all. So he wants to explain what Rabbi Akiva Eger say back to Rabbi Chanan if Rabbi Chanan would be Zochet to speak with Rabbi Akiva Eger. So he says Rabbi Akiva Eger would say very simply back to him. He would say back to Rabbi Chanan, your teretz is not enough for me. You haven't really, really, really answered my question. You're right. The chiyuv of the person knows that exists. But what happens if I come in and I say to you, I'm chayiv to you money, you're not even aware about it. This happens all the time. When does this happen? I banged into your car and I leave. What's halacha say? I'm supposed to leave a note on your windshield that says that I gave you a dent. If you want me to pay, that you could give me a call. So in such a case, no beth, no police, nothing. Nevertheless, the halacha is that once I'm moda, I'm chayiv to pay. But what does it mean that I'm chayiv to pay? So from the perspective of Bezdin, I don't know how the tax collector would look at it, how the accountant who's doing the auditing would look at it, but from the perspective of halacha, the perspective of Beis Din, it's essentially as if I gave you a present. No one was mechayev me money. It's as if I gave you a present. Says Reb Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva Eger is not going to be happy with Rabbi Chanan's teretz. It's true if the halacha of tafsina lo mafkina, but from the perspective of Beis Din, that hodah is just as if he's giving a present. So therefore, he claims that there's the case that Rabbi Chanan had constructed to say that there's a nation tchiyuv is not a nation tchiyuv. What is it? What it is just simply a phenomenon where a person is just on his own being mechayiv himself. Question is whether that fits well into the case of Knas. The case of Knas of Tafsina Mafkinan of the Rosh. What is that? So you also saying that's a Matana Ba'alma? Therefore we say Tafsina Lo Mafkina? I don't know. That's a little bit about maybe Yavin of Tzarchim. But that's Reb Shmuel's Yisod. So I just wanted to point out to you that Ha'ara that Reb Shmuel makes might be directly related, and really Reb Zev yesterday in the afternoon brought this out in Rabbi Akiva Eger. And then I want to point out to you how this relates to the Minei Ubei Rashi. That what Reb Shmuel is arguing, really Rabbi Akiva Eger already alluded to. Let's read over Rabbi Akiva Eger. In many ways, as Reb Zev pointed out, I simplified Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. How did I present Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha? I presented the kasha is, wait a second, when it comes to mamon, severe the halacha is, when it comes to mamon, there it's a chiyuv that exists before him. Knas doesn't exist before him. That's how I presented the kasha. But that's not how Rabbi Akiva Eger asked the question. Let's look back at Rabbi Akiva Eger's words. Rabbi Akiva Eger's words are a little different. Tamehani, lo mo hutzrichu lezeh, lemay hutzrichu lezeh, v'lo bipshuto. Why do we need to say, according to Tosfos, that when it comes to Edom, you're not necessarily going to be b'chayiv him? Dibimamon, when it comes to mamon, we're talking about a case where there's a chiyuv of mamon, and then there are Edom zomimim. Avdelek Edom klal, even if there are no Edom at all. Elohu ba'atzmo. Now why? He's constructing a new case. Rabbi Akiva Eger instructs, what's Rabbi Akiva Eger's new case? If he himself comes in when there were Edom beforehand, or there's Edom out there, who batsmo merlo kielo livisi berim Shabbos, obesheni b'Shabbos, he contradicts what Yosef and Binyamin had said, mikom makom leko din azama, deidu bebar chiyuva. The fact that he's moda in Beis Din makes it that all other testimonies are not going to be shayach to azama. Why? Because he was already moda in Beis Din. So what's the omek of Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha? Rabbi Akiva Eger is not just asking stam that when it comes to mamon the chiyuv exists beforehand, and when it comes to knas the chiyuv doesn't exist beforehand. Rabbi Akiva Eger, Reb Zev points out some very nice point. Says specifically the case in which he comes into Beis Din and he's modeh. So then, in such a case, all the other testimonies are no longer going to be relevant. They're not going to be relevant. The parasha of Zmama now falls away because he himself created a chiyuv on himself by being modeh in Beis Din. By being modeh in Beis Din. And what's he saying? He's saying that we see from here that there's a fundamental difference between Eidus HaMamonos and Eidus HaNefashos. Because when it comes to Eidus HaMamonos, the fact that someone could come in and be moda in Beis Din and be mechayiv himself simply based on his odah shows us that the chiyuv already exists beforehand. But he didn't just say stam that by mamon there is a chiyuv beforehand. He spoke about specifically in Beis Din. If that's so, so then Rabbi Akiva Eger already preempted the distinction that Rabbi Chanan made, and he essentially made Rabbi Shmuel's point. And that is, what's Rabbi Akiva Eger saying? When it comes to mamonos, there, when the fellow since the fellow could be modem bezdin, and create a full-fledged chiyuv to be mechayiv himself, in contrast, v'amevin yavin to knas, where when he's modem, he's going to potter himself. So there, we see that when it comes to mamon, the chiyuv is pre-existent before the eidim. Not just stam that the chiyuv is pre-existent before eidim. When he's modem bezdin. If that's why Rabbi Akiva Eger said it, so then that's exactly what Rabbi Shmuel pointed to Rabbi Elchanan. What did Rabbi Elchanan say to answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasher? Rabbi Elchanan says, no, we see that there already is some type of latent chiyuv as well when it comes to kas. We're not talking about a latent chiyuv. We're talking about something that's much stronger. We're talking about something that already exists. V'harayuv is molded and bed. So we're not talking about a latent chiyuv. What's this latent chiyuv? The latent chiyuv is, oh, if he knows, he'd be able to be mechayiv himself. That's what we thought it meant. No, we're talking about a latent chiyuv that's much stronger, that he'd be able to be, that he'd be mechayiv himself in bezdin in contrast to knas. Was this point a difficult point? Yes. Did you have to? Would you be able to understand it if you had harved on this, Rabbi Akiva Eger? Yes. If you didn't understand it, you think you got half of Rabbi Akiva Eger, so then work on it. Well, if, however, you feel like you totally are not holding this Rabbi Akiva Eger, so Mirtz Hashem, you'll get the next one, and the next one you'll be in it from the beginning on. So if you need to make, you need to be holding from the previous shiur to be holding in the Tosos and so on to follow this last point. But chaval that I don't share with you this beautiful point that. Reb Zev just, I told him the Reb Shmuel, but he was medayik this in the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva Eger. One last point, Rashi, we have to make, Rashi says, Avo be'edas momon pturim, sharei lo hoyim afsidin oso klum, achar shu mechuyev v'omeh. What does Rashi say? Rashi l'chura seems to be very, very, very close to the Hanacha of Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha. Very similar to the Hanacha of Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha. Tosfos created this phenomenon that the only reason why we say that there's going to be a difference between Mamon and Nefashos is that Mamon's likely to be executed, Nefashos is not likely to be executed. Rashi doesn't say that at all. What does Rashi say? He's already Chayiv. What does that sound like? That sounds like mamish what Rabbi Akiva Eger had asked. Why didn't Tosa say the pshat? In other words, I want to be Moshe. This is misameach. I'm not stopped somewhere. Did anybody see a sefer that say this? That l'chura Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha, not even the fancy way we were just masbir now. The word's not fancy. Not in the precise way that we were masbir now. But even the way we explained Rabbi Akiva Eger yesterday. That mamon the chiyuv pre-exists. Knas the chiyuv doesn't pre-exist. That's exactly how Rashi learned the Gemara. That's exactly what Rashi said. Someone even made this point to me in Seder. I forgot who it was, but someone made a very good call in Seder. I think that's a legitimate shot. I'd rather, since in Seder most people are working on other things, and the next sugya is a massive, a very, very important sugya. I think it's also important in Derech HaLimud as well. I'd rather take questions later. My Rabbeim always took questions on the floor. They spent more questions from the floor on Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, and less on the Rabbi Akiva Eger. There was one time there was one of the Rabbanim that I look up to very, very much, teased, I'm talking about in Europe, teased one of the European Rosh Yeshivas. I thought it was a real strong shtach. He said to him, your yeshiva, they focus on the Tosos and the Rabbi Akiva Egers. The boys know the Gemara is from the Tosos and Rabbi Akiva Eger. In my yeshiva, they learn the Gemara, Rashi, Tosos well. Then the Rabbi Akiva Eger is a bonus. I come from that tradition where the Iker is the Gemara Rashi Tosas, Rabbi Akiva Eger is a bonus. That's why I take more questions on Gemara Rashi Tosas than I do on Rabbi Akiva Eger. But I'm definitely here to hear your Ha'aros afterwards. Let's go on, Rabbosai, and come back to this beautiful, beautiful Rambam that many of you had excellent Ha'aros to me about, and I told you I don't want to discuss it yet, and I want it now. Analyze the Rambam from the perspective of Pshat in our Gemara. Let's take a look and read over. You know what? Aryeh already read it. Let's make the Yukim. We've spent time already in the Rambam's in Perek Yuches, Halacha Aleph through Gimel. let's make a couple of diyukim from the Rambam. See the Lechem Mishnah's Mahalach. Make diyukim from the Rambam in Perek Yutes. And then let me share with you a beautiful, beautiful approach that you're not used to. You'll see in a moment what I mean when I say not used to. A beautiful approach of the Tzlach. And this will also be an important ha'or in the great drachim of the Achron. The Rambam in Perek Yutes Halacha Aleph through Gimel gives us the background to how Eidim Zomimin works. The Rambam introduces the famous Svara that we've already popularized as the Svara of the Tur. The Lechem Mishnah makes this point that Eidim Zomimin is not something that is a classic type of Trey U'Trey. The reason why Eidim Zomimin is not a classic case of Trey U'Trey is because the second set of Eidim, Yisachar and Zevulun, are not attacking what Yosef and Binyamin said. They're attacking what the Rambam describes as the Gufa Eidus, which we already saw from the Gemara, Achet Tisra Gufa Shel Eidus. There is a problem with the Rambam, though. Asks the Lechem Mishnah, there's one thing that doesn't make any sense. If that's the idea, then why, how do we make sense of the Rambam at the end of Halacha Beis? We asked this question last time, now we're going to get to the bowels of it. The Rambam, in describing Hazama, said something that he seemed to have put his foot into his mouth. Let's take a look in Halacha Beis. Uma bein hachosha Hazama, hachosha be'idus atzma. Zosa meres, hoya adover zeh. Vizosameris lohaya. O yobo mechladavaresh lohaya. Vazama beidim atzman. Velo aidim shezimun. Einam yodim niadavar alonia. Ketzat. Aidim shebova amru. Reinu ze shahorege ze. O lava mize beyond ploni bemakam ploni. Vaachar she idu vinifdiku boshnaim aidim acherim. Viamru beyom ze makam ze inu machem. Vim elu kolayom vladam. So Rambam, when he gives an example of Akasha, gives one example. The Rambam describes where Yisachar and Zvulun say, it's not true, the Horeg wasn't there, the Lova wasn't there. Now if he had stopped right there, beautiful, Shalom al Yisrael. What did the Rambam do that was really, really funny over here, Rabbi Osai? What did the Rambam say? What did the Rambam do that's really funny in this halacha? He also says that the Eidim weren't there. Now the Lechem Mishnah is medayik that the Tur would disagree. According to the Lechem Mishnah, you can write this down, the Tur is cholek on the Rambam, would say, of course, that's a classic case of Azama. Why is it a classic case of Azama? It's true, he says the Horeg and the Nerag weren't there, the Lov and the Malva weren't there, but he also says you weren't there. So it was now Sara Gufa Shaleidus. It's Sara Gufa Shaleidus. So why can't there be? Why should the fact that there was also Akash at the same time be Migareya? That leads.
You're saying they were there. What? You're saying the Horeg was there, the Narog was there, and
with, no, there. I mean, weren't at the event that you described.
At the event, but the same place.
Yeah,
the same
we
time.
Were all there. We were at a different place.
Same
on.
Place.
Oh, they're the same place. Nachon, nachon. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Nachon, 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 nachon. Okay. I know that point for you is important. Right now, for me, it's not important. But okay. But for the point of being Meduya, Rav Zev points out, he's just saying they were all at the same place and the event didn't take place. Nachon. Okay. Rav Zev is right. Okay. I'm just locking into the classic Siyur of Smama. Right. Okay. Fair point. Okay. Now, the Lechem Mishnah therefore says that there's a fundamental machlokis over here between the Tur and the Rambam. There's a basic machlokis that everybody needs to know between Abaye and Rava that we alluded to on Ayin Beis and Beis in Bava Kama. Now, let's read that Gemara inside. If you could pass me the Gemara. There's no way we're going to have time for halakha today. Say it maybe tomorrow. Thank you very much. The Gemara says, on the bottom of Ayin Beis and Beis, we made reference to this Gemara, but now we should know the Gemara called. There's a machlokis between Abaye and Rava. What happens when Yisachar and Zvulun zoom Yosef and Binyamin? Abaye says that they're puzzled, thank you, they're puzzled retroactively. And Rava says that they're not. What's the difference between whether you say retroactively they're puzzled from the moment that they testified? So Rashi explains that the difference is, in the interim, what happens if they were Eidim on a Seder Kedushim? So according to Abayu, says Lamafreo Nifsal, so then in such instance, then a Seder Kiddush that was done with them as Eidim is also going to be possible. Rava says Mikadal Abayu Nifsal. The Gemara fleshes out which one is more logical. So Gemara says in general, in Hilchos Eidus, the halacha is that it's Lamafreo Nifsal. However, what's the Svara of Rava who says Mikadal Abayu Nifsal? So the Gemara explains on both sides, even if you don't get any of the lundus, or what we're going to explain is beautiful, the beautiful pilful, even if you're not going to get any of this, or any of it, you have to know this Gemara call. Now I'm doing it inside, now you have to know this Gemara call. Rava says, sometimes I make reference to a Gemara, and I didn't tell you to work on it. Now this Gemara, for Makkos, you need to know call. Rava says that it's Mikanu La'abah, says Gemara, really that doesn't make sense. It shouldn't be Mikan Labah. However, Eid Zomim is a Chidush. What does it mean Eid Zomim is a Chidush? The Gemara says, black on white, not what the Torah says. The Gemara says that Eid Zomim doesn't make any sense. Why does Eid Zomim not make any sense? Because it's a classic case of Trey Vitrey. Classic case of Trey Vitrey. I already once gave you the Svara of the Gemara why it's a Trey Vitrey. But now I'm not going to repeat that. It's a regular case of trade for trade. If that's so then it doesn't make any sense that we should believe Yisachar and Zvulun over Yosef and Binyan. So therefore, it's a Chidush HaKra. So we have a fundamental machlokas between Rav and Abaye. Abaye says, my friend, Yisachar's classic case of Eidus, that's possible. Rav says, no, it's Mikanu La'aba, it's a Chidush. Okay, the Gemara doesn't fill us in of what's behind this machlokas. Based on the way the Tur sets up this machlokas, the Hesber, that no, Eidim Zomim has a logic to it. It could very well be, this is what the Lechem Mishnah says, I'm speaking out the Lechem Mishnah, and do the Lechem Mishnah then inside. The Lechem Mishnah suggests that the machlokas between Abaye and Rava is inherently the issue of the tour. And that is, do we look at Azama as simply trey v'trey? That's the opinion of Rava, and therefore it's Mikanu La'aba Nifsal. Abaye, who says L'mafreyu Nifsal, he says, no, it makes a lot of sense, because Yisachar and Zvulun are being made on the Gufo Shaleidus, and they're not being made on the Tochan Haidus. Good? This is the Machlokas. What will come out from the Gemara if you do the addition? What will come out is that we have a machlokis whether the Chidush HaKra is a Xeris HaKasul or just saying something that's consistent in Kol HaTorah Kula. Abaye, who says L'mafreyu Nifsal, he holds Eidim Zomim is not a Chidush. Rava, who says that Eidim Zomim is Mikanu La'abah, he holds that's a Chidush. That's what comes out from the Gemara. If you just add up the Gemara, says the Lechem Mishnah beautifully, the Tur who gives a Svara is going according to whom? Who is he paskening like? He's paskening like Abaye. And actually, he comes out charming. Because what does the Gemara say? On Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, who could bring a riot to the psak of the Tur? He gives to the real. Who can give a riot, bring a riot to the psak of the Tur? Yes, Eitan. Oh, this is one of the Yalki Gams. This is one of the Yalki Gams where we pass in like Abaye b'Makom Rava. So the Tur comes out shining. Says the Lechem Mishnah. That's why the Tur would disagree with the Rambam. That's why the Torah would disagree with the Rambam. Because the Torah holds, if you look at it logically, over here, when it comes to the case in which the guys say, not true, you, all of you, as Rav Zev corrected us, all of you are with us. All of you are with us, the Eidim. And nothing happened. So then in such a case, they're being made on the Gufa Eidim as well as on the Maisa. There's Achash on the Maisa, but there's also Azama. And in such a case, if we're looking at it from the perspective, if we're looking at it from the perspective of the Chidush, so then there are two ways. Do we say that we're following the Svara, or do we say that we're following the Chidush? So said, let's look inside and see how the Lechem Mishnah figures it out. Okay. Miu yesh lomar, miu lezeh yesh lomar. Da tur svirale, de mashu husker kan be gemara, wa liba de rava. The tour was going logically according to Rava. Da amar ein zome mikanu la'abon nifsa. Ava abaye, de kaimel and kava say, we pass like abaye, this lema freyu nifsa, less le chidush. He doesn't hold to the chidush. Ela sober, di eish bazet hamadomer. Vuhu tam shenosan atur. What will come out is, actually, the tour is not going to fit La'alacha. The tour is going to be following the shita of Rava. Everything works logically. From the perspective of the logic, from the perspective... What?
Let me just flesh out
the logic, and if I mix up the names, give me a second. He, from the perspective of logic, over here, we're talking about a case of where there was logically a case in which we have some type of information off? The answer is yes. You have the contradiction of the ages. So give me a second. Aval ein das Rabbeinu ken. But Rambam doesn't hold this way. So now, if we hold that the halacha is the eight zomim is mafreyah nifsal, if we're going retroactively, what are we saying when we say eight zomim is mafreyah nifsal? What are we saying? We're saying that these Eidim are regular Svara that didn't work. Doesn't work. Oh, so if that's so the Abaye who says, L'mafreyo nifsa, then the halacha is going to be the Eidus is a regular logical case, like the Torah said. So the Torah is going to come out according to Abaye. I said Rava before? I'm sorry. The Torah is going to come out according to Abaye. However, suggests the Lechem Mishnah B'das HaRambam. However, when it comes to the Shita of the Rambam doesn't make too much sense. Over here in Halacha Beis, what should the Halacha be in Halacha Beis? The halacha should be, according to the Rambam, it should be a case of hazama. But if you say that we assume that eid zomim is a chidush, so the Lechem Mishnah says, if we're assuming that eid zomim is a chidush, so then, for some reason, which he doesn't explain why, for some reason there, we're not going to accept the eidus. So I apologize for mixing up the names. Now let me give you the crunch, okay? If we hold that eidim zomim is l'mafreyo nifsal, so then in such a case, the halach is that we're saying it's not a chidush. I'm afraid of nifsal. If you hold this mikanu labo nifsal, then it's going to be a chidush. Who's logical? Who gave a logical svara? The tour. And enochinami, in the case of halach abeis, logically we should say there was so soon the gufa edus, you should say azama. Argues the Lechem Mishnah according to the Tur, you would say that there is Hazama. However, according to the Rambam, for some reason that the Lechem Mishnah is not Masbir Ad HaSof, according to the Rambam, he comes out that he assumes that it's a Chidush, and if it's a Chidush, so then what will emerge is that for some reason, he doesn't explain why this Chidush is so, that we set up the Rambam according to Rava, and in that case, you're not going to have a zom. This is the Lechem Mishnah's approach. The only thing is, Tzarech Iyun number one in the Rambam. Now we're going to list a bunch of Iyunim in the Rambam. Tzarech Iyun number one, Bechura, the Lechem Mishnah really sets up the Rambam in a difficult terrain. Then the Rambam's going to come out. First of all, we don't understand the Rambam. Aleph. Beis, Rambam is going to come out according to the Shita of Rava, and not according to the Shita of Abaye. So that's difficult. According to the way Lechem Mishnah sets it up, it's coming out according to Rava, not according to Abaye. At least in the beginning of the Lechem Mishnah, the first part. Tzarech Iyun number two, Rav Osai. And this is the Tzarech Iyun in Pshat. Let's get back into our own Gemara. Let's get back to our Gemara. Rav Osai Lechura, there's a bomb kasha on the Rambam Shita versus the Tur. And now we'll just talk about the Rambam from the Gemara itself. What's the difficulty from the Gemara itself on the Daf Hei Amud Aleph? there's a fantastic question that a person could ask in the Gemara. Again, the Rambam said that if we say an Imanua Yisem on somebody, but we're also being makhish what the individual said, in such a case, that no longer is Hazam. Even though you're doing Imanua Yisem, could you find me in our Gemara a case where you have Hazama, which is also a case of Hakasha that our Gemara says is Hazama? This is why I wanted to wait to discuss the Rambam well until we did good pshat in the Gemara. L'chura, what should jump out at you is that there is a Gemara that's beferish against what the Rambam is saying. Yes, Amir? Amin?
It says if they testify Sunday and you say no, but they're with them on Sunday, and also it happened on Monday, then they're killed.
L'chura, the case in which that we had, Rabba's case, let's read it inside, where the Edom Zomim say, Imanua Yisem, Elo Berev Shabbos, Nigmar Dino Shel Ploni. They say, Erev Shabbos. Not only do we say Imanua Yisem, but you got the facts wrong. But it happened a different day. So that's the same case of the Rambam. And that is, they're on the one hand saying Imanua Yisem on the Eidim. They're saying, and you've got the facts wrong. The facts are, it took place in a different way. You got the facts wrong in the Rambam's case because the Malva and the Lova were there, nothing took place. You got the facts wrong, the Horeg and the Nereg were there, nothing took place. Over here, it's a slightly different case. You got the facts wrong because the murder took place another day. But at the end of the day, you got the facts wrong. So why is it that as long as the fellow is a bar ktola, it'll still be a parsha of zmama? As long as he's not a bar ktola, it'll still be a parsha of zmama. As long as he's not a bar chiyuv mamon, it'll be a parsha of zmama. You have a case of which is both hakosha on the fact as well as zmama. I don't remember who's the first one to ask this question, but the tzlach asks this question on the round. That's question number two. Question number three. I forgot to put on the Maran Mekomos that there's another Rambam on our Gemara in Perek Yutes Halacha Beis. In Perek Yutes Halacha Beis, there is our Gemara repeated. You have Perek Yutes Halacha Aleph Beis and Gimel. Then you have Halacha Beis that summarizes our Gemara. This Rambam we didn't do yet, so let's read it all together. Basically, Yutes Beis is just a summary of our sugya, but there's a massive diuk that you can make in the Rambam. Or you want to take it? Go ahead. Yutes Beis. Shnayim Shamru.
So two people come, and they say on Sunday he killed, Reuben killed Shimon. And then two others come and say, Yisachar and Zvulun. He killed the day afterwards. Afilo Edo Afronim Shekodim Kami Yamim Hargu. So now we say that the Zonim are also killed, as well as the Reuven for killing Shimon. So we kill both of them.
Okay, so the first case we have in the Rambam is the case of the Edim Zomamin, that where you have Yosef and Binyamin being made on Reuven before he was a Bar Ktala, and therefore they're going to be put to death. To be as precise as possible, what's that case in the Gemara? Let's be as precise as possible. What was the Rambam saying over here? The Rambam was giving us the case of the first case of Rava. Bo shnayim v'amur b'chad b'shabasa, right? So Rambam, so far, the first case in the Rambam is the first case of the Gemara. There, he's a bar k'talim. He was not a bar k'talim, and therefore it's a parsha zomim. Okay, there he was not a bar k'talim, and therefore it's a parsha zomim. That's the first case in Rambam. Continue on. Aval.
Aval. Im bo shnei edim b'shlishi b'shabas, v'amr b'echad b'shabas, nigmar dino shaponi la'ariga, v'bo shnei v'amr b'echad b'shabas, imono yisim v'o kamponi, arachot, elam e'erav shabas, nigmar dino, oh, b'sheni b'shabas, nigmar dino, ena edim e'elu shehuznu nehargin,
okay, so case number two in the Rambam is the fellow is already a bar k'tela when Yosef and Binyamin are testifying against him. So then in such a case, then they're not zoomed. What's that? Which case of that is it in the Gemara? Later on, where we have bo shnai v'amr b'chad b'shabas nigmar dino shel ploni. Then, in such a case, ain elu ne'arug, but itan on the misadei gavra barktalu. So we're just doing chazar, a good chazar. Okay, continue on, Oren. V'chein.
V'chein leinian tashlumei knas. Kitzot. Bo shnayim b'shlishi b'shabes, v'yamru v'echa b'shabes gana v'tava v'nigvar dino. V'va shnayim yamru v'echa b'shabes imanu ayyishu makom rachol. V'va me'erv shabes nigvar dino. Afilu ar b'sheni b'shabes gana v'tava v'nigvar dino. Ain ayidim elu shehuzlu m'shalin.
Okay, so here the Rambam is doing where the Gemara says v'chein l'inyan knas. The Rambam is giving us the same example of knas. Which case of the Gemara? This is an amazing deal. I thought it was going to be the end of today. I think it's going to be the end of tomorrow. You're going to see the awesomeness of the Noda B'Yehuda. It's absolutely amazing. What could you be medayik over here? Which case did the Ramban discuss when it comes to knas? How many cases would we have in a parallel of knas to nefashas? Two. How many cases does the Ramban give?
The latter one.
What's the latter one? That if there was a gemar din on knas and Yosef and Binyamin are being made on a gemar din on knas, so then in such a case, they cannot be zoomed by Yisachar and Zvun. Frek the Tzlach, diuk number three, question number three in the Rambam. We're going to have three bomb kashas in the Rambam. Same one. The Shailos Tshuva Svarim is called the Noda B'Yehuda. Frek the Tzlach, wait a second. Rambam didn't give us the case in where you're going to be chayiv by knas, where Yosef and Binyamin will be able to be zoomed. The Rambam spelled out all the cases. If the Rambam just said v'chein l'inyan knas, so then you would have assumed, just like you have two cases of nefashas, you have two cases of knas. But the Rambam, my confusion was that's the same halacha base. When I was preparing shir in my mind, I said, it's in those Rambams, but I forgot it's a different parak. I remember there's a long halacha base, and I was picturing in my mind a long halacha base that goes on to the Amud base, but it's a different Rambam. Here the Rambam says, in halacha base, he says that when it comes to knas, he only says you're not going to be chayiv knas if he's already a bar chiyuv. What happens? Why didn't the Rambam give the case where there wasn't a gemar din, you will be able to be zoomed? Why did the Rambam give us that case? Azoy frek d'tzlach. Rabosai, how many people want to start? You know what? I'm not going to give you a choice. We're going to start. Let's go. To be able to answer these three tzarachiyuns, we have to begin to pick apart and think through logically out of sof our sugya.
Can you answer three questions?
Yes, we'll answer three questions. Number one, how can it be that the way Lechem Mishnah presents it, that the Rambam is going to come out, the way he initially presents it at least, that the Rambam is going to come out that he's going to be against the Maskanas HaGemar? The Lechem Mishnah's Hesber of the Rambam in Halacha Beis is that when you have Hazama and Hakhosha together, so there, if you hold that it's a svara, so then we're going with the Maskanas HaGemara of Abaye that says L'mafreyu Nifsa. And if it's a Svara, then of course the Torah should be right. That there should be Zmama even if there's also Hakasha with the Zmama. So what does it lead the Lecha Mishnah to say? Ah! The Pashas, the Rambam is going with Rava. If he's going with Rava, so Rava holds that it's a pure Chiddush. If it's a pure Chiddush, so then we don't make any sense of it. We don't understand why it's so. But yeah, if you have Azam HaKosha together, so then in such a case, then for some reason, you need just pure Hazama. So, Sarachim number one is that the Rambam is coming out against the Maskanas HaGemara. He's following the opinion of Abaye, not Rava. Also, we don't understand the logic of it. Again, I agree that I'm only discussing the first half of the Lecha Mishnah, but let's just run with this first half of the Lecha Mishnah. Why is it that just because it's a Chiddush, all of a sudden, if just because it's a Chiddush, so then in such a case, if you have a Chasha with it, it's no longer Azama. It's a classic case of Imanua Yisa. That's Tzarechiyun 1a and 1b. Tzarechiyun number 2 is the Chura, the Rambam's whole Yisod, is contradicted from our Gemara. Our Gemara told us that if you have Yisachar and Zvulun that say to Yosef and Binyamin, Imanua Yisa, but you got your facts wrong, they could be zoomed. Even though they got their facts wrong as well. Why could they be zoomed if he's not a Bar Chiyuv yet? If he's a Bar Chiyuv, yes. If he's not a Bar Chiyuv, no. But what about the Rambam Shita that any time you also have a stira in the information, then in such a case, you can't be zoomed. Our Gemara says Beferish not that way. Question number 2. Question number 3, an astounding deal. That when the Rambam brings down our Gemara, he summarizes our Gemara beautifully. But when it gets to the case of Knas, so there, he does something funny. He only mentions the case of Knas where the Edim cannot be zoomed, and he never mentions the case of Knas where the Edim can be zoomed. Our Gemara says that when it comes to Knas, the Edim can be zoomed, and the Edim can't be zoomed. It depends on whether they're being made on the Gemara Din or they're not being made on the Gemara Din. The Rambam gives us the case, when they're being made on the Gemara Din, then they can't be zoomed. But what about when they're not being made, they cannot be zoomed on the Gemara Din, when there already was a Gemara Din. But if there wasn't a Gemara Din, they can't be zoomed. The Rambam doesn't have that. Those are our three tzarachos. Yes, Eitan.
Back to the first point, I think the Lacha Mishnah says that even that the Rambam is going like Abaye, however, Abaye is not arguing on Rava that it is a Kiddush.
Okay, I said I'm going to the first. I'm using this construct conveniently for our purposes. In terms of what is the Maskanas Lecha Mishnah, it'll be my pleasure after I develop everything then to discuss the Maskanas Lecha Mishnah. For our purposes right now, that's the simple construct in the way he sets it up. It's Machlokes Abaye Rava. If he's going to give a final dochuk, I'm not going to go with it now. In terms of setting up the thing, I think that this is the smoothest way of setting it. Rabosai, to analyze this question, all these questions, let's analyze a very, very basic thing. Now, I want to use this as an opportunity to share with you something important about learning in general. Some of you might have heard the expression, and it's true that I don't use this very often, and lately, in the last 200 years, it's gotten a bad rap. And that's the expression of pilpul, right? Our shir is not what's called a pilpul shir. What we do is we try to read the Gemara. If anything, there are traces of it in Bris, but what we do, although I don't think it's on the Madrega of Great Bris, but we try to... There is another style in learning, which is known as the style of pilpul. The style of pilpul asks many, many questions and makes many, many diukim, then makes many, many assumptions, and then builds a beautiful edifice. The people who didn't like pilpul pointed out that there were many, many assumptions that were being made to create the teretz. This tzlach is one of the most beautiful pieces of pilpul that I've ever seen. There are many, the G'dolei Torah that attack bad pilpul. This is pilpul, what we're going to see from the tzlach. If so, for those of you who've heard the expression, people think that pilpul and iyun are the same thing. Pilpul is a very particular style of iyun. It's a very particular style. Reb Chaim Volozhiner wasn't into it at all. It's a very particular style of iyun. And this style of iyun, we're going to see a beautiful, beautiful example. And maybe some of you will be able to pull out. Like some who challenge pilpul, you'll pull out some of the assumptions. I'd like to hear you do that. But what we're going to see is Noda Biyun is going to make beautiful diyukim, and he's going to answer many questions, including these three that I asked you, based on some beautiful analysis and assumptions. Comes along the Noda Biyun that we'll just start now. We only have 3 minutes before Mincha. We'll continue Beis Hashem tomorrow. I normally don't like giving Mar Makomas outside of Gemara Rashi Tosis, but maybe we'll make an exception. Maybe we'll spend a large part of Seder tomorrow in Tzlach. I have to think about how we're going to do this. Because you could work days on this Tzlach. It's 4 pages long. Rebosai, but let's start. And you'll see, I think if you all stay with us, it's going to be extremely rewarding. Comes along the Tzlach, and the Tzlach asks a very, very basic question. Tzlach asks, when it comes to a case in where I say, it's not true, you, Am Yisachar, I say, you, Yosef and Binyamin, you, Yosef and Binyamin, lied. You were with me. You weren't there. And then I say, and it's not true that Reuven killed Shimon. Because Reuven killed on a different day. He killed on a different day. He killed on Friday. Am I saying that what they said is false? When I say, now notice, let's be precise in our words. When I say Reuven didn't kill on Sunday, he killed on Friday, am I being machish your details? Am I being machish the tochen advarim that you said? So it depends. It depends if I said Reuven killed Shimon, because Shimon can't be killed twice. Shimon could only be killed once. It's not a cat that has 9 lives. If Shimon was dead on Friday, then Shimon's for sure going to be dead on Sunday. He's not a rova cat. So he can only be dead once. Okay? In Kainim Advarim, so then what? So then, wait a second. Who says I'm being machish the facts at all? What did the Gemara say? Harab Pliny es hanefesh! It doesn't say Harab Pliny es Shimon es hanefesh! We didn't notice that. Question now becomes, over here, are we talking about a case in which he was entirely being machish the fact? That's something for us to analyze. Wait, so then, the Rambam is good, the Rambam's beautiful, doesn't contradict our Gemara. Is that true? Is the Rambam good in all cases of the Gemara? Or maybe does it depend what type of case we're talking about? And maybe every single letter in the Rambam is 100% included. That day is our Hashem is for tomorrow.